It's good to see all of you in the house of the Lord today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Psalm 55, specifically verse 22, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." That is one of my favorite verses from the Old Testament. It's a verse that I memorized years ago that reminds me that my job is not to carry the burden. My job is to cast it upon the Lord. Now, the Lord does give us bigger shoulders to carry burdens, and we thank the Lord for that opportunity. But over and over again in the Bible, it tells us to cast the burden upon the Lord. In other words, don't try to carry it around or solve it yourself, but to trust the Lord. I got a reminder of that this week. We were flying from Washington to Atlanta. We got on the plane, and we were all six of us were there in two rows, and I was on the aisle seat. And as the lights dimmed, getting ready for moving out to the runway and so forth, I heard this whispering sound. And I looked over, and there was a lady that was praying the rosary. And she had her little daughter beside her, and she was going through it very quickly as they were going through that section. And I couldn't help but think to myself, we had had prayer back at our hotel room before we left, got together the whole family, and we said, "Lord, we're just trusting you to take care of us as we travel, that you'll watch over us and protect us." And it was there as a family just cast that burden upon the Lord so that we would trust him. We say, whatever happens, happens. Whatever will bring glory to your holy name, you do so. We live in a society that doesn't know how to cast. They think they have to carry it. And I was reminded that I don't have to carry burdens. I need to learn how to cast them. That means I push them to the Lord. I say, "Lord, you undertake. You be the one that does this." You see, when you carry your burdens, you live with constant anxiety. You don't know whether you're going to be able to deal with it or not. But when you cast it to the Lord, you know He can deal with it. Amen? He can deal with it. And He will flood your life with grace, where we would be naturally filled with anxiety and worry because you're still carrying the burden. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There is a movement that takes place. When you carry your burden, there's no room for grace. When you cast your burden in that empty spot, as you cast that burden away, God floods His grace there, and you don't have to worry. No, this was first time for Elizabeth flying. She won't mind me telling the story. We were taking off from Fort Walton, first time experience for her, and we just had to laugh. She was going, "Woohoo, woohoo, woohoo!" And the people around were just chuckling, laughing like that. And she said, "I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my legs." And it was like that. And all of a sudden, when we got settled in, everything was going along. Said, "It's not so bad, is it?" "No, it's not. Can I look out the window?" There was a moving there. There was a casting that was taking place. This isn't so bad after all. Then we, I forget where it was, what flight it was on. We were on four. There were two ladies flying for the very first time, and they were in their 50s. And they were sitting across from us, I believe, from Elizabeth. They got in a conversation with Elizabeth asking her, "Is this your first time flying?" "Oh, no, I flew up here." And now we're flying back. And she said, "Well, we've never flown before." And Elizabeth said, "Well, you'll be all right. You'll be all right." Now, you talk about the blind leading the blind, you know. And those two ladies, when we made it to our destination, that we were standing in the foyer and they came off of the plane. They were sitting behind us. They came off the plane and said, "We made it. We made it." You know. So, there's a growing process that takes place. And we need to learn how to grow up when it comes to bearing burdens. We have a tendency to want to tote them around with us. And God cannot flood His grace in when you're toting your burdens. And that's the whole point of this. Would you, with the psalmist, cast your burden upon the Lord? He will sustain you. And then He goes beyond just the sustaining. He says this, "I will not suffer the righteous to be moved." Boy, there's comfort there. There is mercy there. There is no anxiety there. There's no worry there. When you know that God will sustain you and He will not suffer the righteous to be moved. May this word from Psalm 55 encourage your heart to be good casters and not good carriers. There's a big difference. And it will be the difference of whether you're going to have a shortened life because of worrying and fretting all the time about everything that comes along. I got to worry about this. No, you don't.
Well, what's going to happen if so-and-so doesn't show up? What are we going to do?
What did the psalmist do? Cast his burden upon the Lord. When you cast, God can flood His mercy in behind. And that will sustain you and comfort. There is no greater comfort than resting in the Lord.